Lisa Miller with Lisa Miller and Associates. Lisa, tell everybody a little bit about what you do with Lisa Miller and Associates.
Thank you so much, Preston. I appreciate all that you do every day. I am a former deputy insurance commissioner, and for the past 10 years since I left regulatory office, I work on three major things. I try to bridge the gap between emergency management and property insurance issues, which there is a bridge that is unbelievably connected. I also work in the field a lot, working with consumers like I'm doing now in Panama City, and I help companies grow their bottom line. It's all about connecting people and getting to yes. That's what I like to do. Thank you for asking, Preston.
When these types of events happen, and we're not just talking about a few homes getting a little bit of tree damage, we're talking about devastation in some areas and inconvenience in others. What is the single most important thing that a consumer, a property owner needs to do?
Document what's going on. In other words, we've got these great cell phones and we use them to take pictures of everything else. Just take pictures and take pictures. And I mean almost every day, because as, you know, days progress since the impact, things change. And, you know, it's good to be able to show a progression. So if you have a particular part of your house, just watch the progression of the damage. If you have a total loss, insurance companies are going to put you at the head of the line. And for those of you that have partial losses, please tell your company that you don't mind standing at the back of the line to help those that need to be in the front.
When, you know, when FEMA came on board the program yesterday, you know, Nikki Gaskin said, file that claim with your insurer first. You concur?
I do. And the term is primary and secondary. FEMA stands behind the insurance companies and they try to pick up what the insurance companies don't cover. Most people, and it's required by law in this state, for most policies, have what is called replacement cost, which is what it means. Not the land, but the structure. And then FEMA tries their best to pick up if there's other things that can't be covered. But there's all kinds of nuances to that.
Lisa, with your background and your current work, you work with the insurance industry. You had oversight with the insurance industry at times in your career. You know better than maybe anybody else, there are good and bad apples in everything. There are two sides to every story. On the insurer's end, what does a consumer do when they find their insurance agent not necessarily responding in a timely manner with regard to sending adjusters out and getting things going?
I've had that question many times. I am here in Panama City with 40 insurance companies. The CFO of our state's done a great job putting them all in one place here in Panama City. So if those of people that are listening or you have other connections.
Oh, absolutely. Please tell everybody where that is.
It's at the Regency 2 Theater, and I can't remember the address, but I'm sure you can. It's right near Sam's parking lot, and there are 40 companies there, and the CFO's tried to get the word out. But for residential and a couple of commercial, you can, even if you file the claim, you can come connect with your insurance company face-to-face. That's in Panama City. There may be some more of the companies over at Heritage Plaza off of Scherer Road, S-H-A-R-E-R Road, out near the Tallahassee Center.
Right.
And I'll get you this information for you to post up on your page. But, this, you know, when your insurance adjuster, you've filed the claim. How do I say this? There are thousands of people that are affected. We have armies of adjusters, but it may not be 24 hours. It may not be 48 hours. They triage. They look at the severity of the damage and really trying to get the most affected seen first. There are hundreds of adjusters. I've been in the neighborhood, and they are going to homes as we speak across North Florida. So they're out there.
Lisa, stand by for just 1 second. We got to take a quick break for weather and traffic. Back in 70 seconds, Lisa Miller, CEO of Lisa Miller & Associates. We're talking about the insurance claim process and some things to know on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
You're there quickly and safely. Traffic and weather on the 10s. It's The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
11 minutes after the hour, busy is Lisa Miller. She's CEO of Lisa Miller & Associates, former deputy insurance commissioner in the state of Florida, served as lead advisor to to Florida's Property and Casualty Insurance Fraud Task Force as well. And Lisa, what do we do if, for example, are the repairs done to the standards of, say, a building inspector that a county might send out? Who determines what level of restoration gets done?
Great question, Preston. We have a very strong building code in our state, and the inspectors, the county inspectors, will be looking at those repairs to make sure they meet code. But I'm glad you brought that up, because I am seeing firsthand bad people in neighborhoods in Panama City. I personally walked the neighborhood yesterday, and there are those that are canvassing neighborhoods, putting flyers on doors. I confronted a couple of them. I know what they're up to, and we have got to help each other and not signing documents that we don't read, that sign our policy rights away, that will allow people to do inferior work. I talked to a roofer this morning, a very prominent one in Leon County, and he's fighting with another roofer who he knows it doesn't put the right nail spacing down. So, Preston, I want you to continue to remind people to read before they sign anything, and if they don't like what they see, just cross it out and initial it and hand it back to the vendor. If they don't do the work, we'll find them somebody else.
Would it be fair to say, and obviously at some point you get to the issue of assignment of benefits with certain cases here, would it be fair to say that assignment of benefits can be helpful in some situations and can be devastatingly dangerous to the homeowner in others?
Scott, Preston, I'm sharing with you from experience. I've been doing this over almost 30 years on and off in this industry. We never used assignments 25 years prior to 5 years ago. All of a sudden, this document started appearing. I saw two of them yesterday. And, you know, it's used as a tool to, I consider, do nefarious things. There is no reason in this day and age to assign your rights to anyone, period. What you do want to do is authorize payment to your insurance company, but maintain control of your policy rights. So those words, assigning benefits, that language, Preston, says, I hereby assign all my rights under my policy to a company. Why do we need to do that to get a vendor paid?
So what should a homeowner do to maintain control to make sure that, for example, because look, we understand the insurance industry is a business as well. They have to profit. Otherwise, it's not insurance anymore. It's something else. And so we get that. But the bottom line is that there are some insurance companies that do nitpick and do try to make sure that the work is maybe not done to the standard that it should be done. So where's that fine line that a consumer is supposed to walk?
If a consumer doesn't like or feels as though they're being taken advantage of, or they feel like their insurance company's not being fair, there's a free service. It's called the Florida Insurance Consumer Helpline.
Okay.
You know, and it's free. You pick up the phone, you call them. I called yesterday with a consumer. I was in another neighborhood, and I wasn't sure of something. Every day I live, I grow. And got it clarified. They looked up the statute. It said this, it said that. So if you're not comfortable and you just feel like your insurance company just isn't doing you right, call a free, state-run, expert advice consumer helpline run by the state of Florida and our great CFO, Jimmy Petronas.
Well, I think you've hit on something that we've been saying since this whole storm, even before the storm came. When in doubt, check out the credentials of those performing the services. Make sure they're licensed contractors. We advise local, but we understand in a storm of this magnitude, there are going to be people coming in from out of town, but always check them out. Lisa, we'll take any information you send our way and push it out. Thank you for taking a few minutes for us this morning.
I appreciate all you do, Preston, and everything that you're doing is very, very helpful. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Lisa Miller, CEO, Lisa Miller and Associates, and some good tips there. And if you are in and around the Panama City area, Regency 2 Theater in Panama City, all the insurers are there.
Morning Show with Preston Scott.
I'm the dude, so that's what you call me.
On News Radio 100.7 WFLA.